Sunday night, or again, we'll see on Dvar Halacha about kashering stuff in the kitchen for Pesach.
Okay, learn a little about kashering for Pesach. You have your counters. So, how do you deal with your counters? So, counters might have a bliya of chametz for various reasons. Chametz, very easily chametz sticker liquids could spill on it, and it has a bliya called iri kli rishon. A solid could have fallen, you know, some piece of Yushalmi kugel, hot Yushalmi kugel, or any other chametz solid could have fallen on the count, could have been placed on the counter, fallen on the counter, spaghetti, anything like that, which has a din of a kli rishon. We're machmir, we consider it to be a kli rishon, and that would have a bliya into the counter. And any time you put a pot with chametz in it, and it's wet on the bottom, there's liquid there, there would be a transfer of bliya from what's inside the pot to the counter if there's a medium of liquid, if it's wet on the bottom of the pot, on the outside if it's wet. So that's why there's a problem with a counter. Now, the way to do it really is what's called Evan Meluban, which you might have heard the phrase, you might not have heard the phrase. And really what you would have to do is go over the counter with you have to boil up water in a pot. I'm not going into all the pratim now, it's not enough time, about what kind of pot, but you boil up water and you essentially pour boiling hot water over the counter, but that's not good enough. That's just iri kli rishon, and you have to worry about more severe blios. So what you're supposed to do, mikra din, is take an evan lubon, which means a piece of metal, or I used to use a rock, which has been heated up to a degree that if you put it in water, it would actually make the water boil more. It would heat up the water. And you hold that, really you're supposed to touch the counter with it, and then you're supposed to pour the boiling hot water over that, and that's touching the counter, and that's like that's the equivalent of immersing the counter in a kli rishon, if you can imagine such a thing. It makes the water into it's a kli rishon that the counter is being kashered with. Now, there's other ways to do it. Possibly, I tell people if you have a samovar, you know, a kumkum, and it's plugged in and it's boiling, and you pour that over the counter, that would probably be like a kli rishon too, not irui, because it's boiling as it's being poured. Or I heard Rabbi Berkowitz say you can take a steam iron and go over the counter if it's wet, and you go with an iron, the kind of iron that doesn't get ruined in water. It's a mess. It's a mess, and you're going to get burnt, and you're not going to cover every spot anyway. And there was once a machine they were selling that had a hechsher from the major poskim, that it was a steam machine, but it had a din of a kli rishon as you spritzed the water. I guess it was the equivalent of a kumkum that was plugged in. But I think they took it off the market. I don't see it anymore. It was probably dangerous and caused a lot of people to get burnt. But that very effective cleaner also. People liked it just for plain cleaning. It was a marvelous thing. Anyway, so you're going to cover your counters. Anyway, you should. Now, once you cover, what are you covering your counters with? You're covering your counters with something that will not allow for the passage of heat from the counter, from the pot to the counter and back. You don't want to have a bliya from the counter into the pot. If you have a Pesach thicker pot now that's wet, you put it on an unkashered counter, you have a problem, right? So you want to have, and if you just put a thin piece of aluminum foil, so then the heat's going to go through it, and the aluminum foil is going to tear during Pesach. So you buy something that is not going to tear, and some people, something called PVC. I don't know what PVC stands for. Don't tell me. I'm not interested. So you buy something like that, or some. My mother allows. We used to use plain wood. We used to put wood things over the counter. We're sitting with wood. I guess it doesn't look nice. I guess I think it looked very fine to me. Anyway, so you could have wood or PVC or very thick or many. You buy aluminum foil. The icker is it shouldn't I don't know if that's A. A is that it shouldn't allow heat to go through, and B is it shouldn't tear. Once you're doing that, so then wait a second. If I'm doing that, I don't have to kasher my counter at all, which is essentially true. But again, most people would be a machmir, the minig is to be machmir. But now you don't have to worry about the Evan Malubin anymore because you're doing something that's only a chumrah. Because you're covering your counter anyway in a way that will protect it and it won't be get any bleas from the counter. So now people just do Iri Kli Rishon, good old Iri Kli Rishon over the counters, which, so that's what you do. That's what you're going to do. I never heard of anyone, could you just cover your counter? Yeah, I guess you could if you're very careful. But that's what people do. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the minute is to do Iri Kli Rishon. That's not a difficult thing, and you gotta watch out you don't get burnt, but that's not a big deal to do just plain Iri Kli Rishon over the counters and then to cover it with one of these materials.